2024 Silverado 1500 LTZ with trade-in of select Chevy models. Plus, purchase any vehicle, get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. Come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
KVOE News time is 8:28. Newsmaker 2 time here today. And city engineer Jim Hubert joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland Home Improvement Studio Live.
Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing well this morning. How are you?
Doing good today.
We're doing good.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us here on this Monday, spring break Monday for many around here in the city of Emporia. As projects abound, and first, let me ask you about Peyton Street. I know my wife came home the other day and said, hey, you know what? I think Peyton Street is open. Where are we at there, Jim?
Well, and very astute observation as we wind down that project. So the South Avenue portion of the contract down there from Peyton to Carter Street is, They were able to tie in last week, and they were going to be doing the pressure testing and bacteria testing to follow that. I think at the end of last week. Haven't heard if we've passed on the bacteria testing yet, but as soon as that does, we'll be putting asphalt millings in there at the Carter Street intersection portion of it, and then the subcontractor that's doing the paving, trench paving putback, will be following right behind it. So looking within the next couple weeks, wrapping up that portion of along South Avenue, there's minimal cleanup down there because we didn't do any, we didn't have to do any of the residential service lines and redo those. But they're finishing up that part of the project up there on Peyton from 12th to 6th. It's just in cleanup phase. There's mounds and here and there in a yard or two that as they were going through and installing new meter pits and new meters cans and all that, a little bit of excess dirt was developed through that. And so they'll be doing that and seeding and clean that up within the next couple weeks. But yeah, the traffic will be flowing here very soon. If it's not, and again, I was out Friday, so I haven't been back out this morning to 100% verify the portion between 6th and 9th is open for northbound traffic.
I believe it is. My wife traveled that yesterday, so I'm assuming okay. What she told me was correct. But
perfect.
Did that project finish up pretty much on the timeline they were looking at, Jim?
Well, It's coming down. They have, I think it's about 10 working days left on the contract, which generally speaking is, you know, 5 work days a week, is a couple weeks left. So they'll come down and hit it right at the wire.
Okay.
But yes, right on time, I guess we could say.
And this is a project, too, that the city has really long had its eye on because of, you're looking at the residential side of things for much of East Emporia, but you're also looking at the heavy use that comes in with the industrial sector that has really fleshed out in Southeast Emporia the last 15 years.
Yeah, this was one of those projects that we were able to identify when we were going through the planning, in which it gave us larger main or transmission main connectivity between the two water towers. It was a line that we had a lot of line breaks on. We needed some service lines replaced as well, and we were able to kind of kill two birds with one stone there, and how we placed that line along Peyton Street and it connecting up between the water towers and you know, I guess getting the best bang for our buck out of it in terms of the state revolving loan fund money that we used for this project.
Really, Jim, before we switch over to the other projects at play here, how does this wind up stabilizing that service for the east side of town?
So what we had was a little bit of a hodgepodge mix of pieces of Peyton Street had a 3-inch line, a 6-inch line. As it got down at 6th Avenue, on a previous project, we had taken what was only a 6-inch line in there and upsized, adding a 12. And so it took what was some very small lines, and it made a transmission main that is generally about a 16-inch equivalent. And I say that because the previous project was a 12 and a 6, which is just shy of about a 16-inch diameter equivalent. And really what springboarded all of that was Bunge's spur line 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And we had to make some upgrades underneath the railroad tracks at the time, and we upsized that with help from Bunge. They needed to add a track line over there, so we had to extend the casing pipe and do some stuff to get further protection for BNSF and their spur line. And just from there, we've just kind of added project or two up and down the system between the Industrial Park 3 and the 12th Avenue Water Tower.
Speaking of 12th Avenue Water Tower, before we get to the Mechanic Street parking lots, Jim, here this morning, of course, that was under maintenance and has been repainted and certainly shows a bright, bold, beautiful Emporia State logo up there right now. But inner workings there, how things been going since it's been brought back online?
So I'm going to tell you, I don't handle the inner workings of our plant stuff, but in my conversations with our plant manager Jack Mason and Dean Grant's Public Works Director, everything, as far as I know at this point, is going very well, and no hiccups, no issues that I'm aware of.
I should have rephrased that question, Jim. Have you heard anything from your folks about any problems that have developed along the way from the water tower? So I guess not.
No, I understand. No. As to my knowledge, everything's working well, and the mains that we constructed along Peyton Street for the connectivity between the two towers, it's going well. And as soon as we can get the last little piece of it on South Avenue down there at Carter opened up, we'll have, like I said, kind of a 16-inch equivalent water main connected between the two towers, and down there feeding more water to Industrial Park 3 and Simmons and Hills and the high water users down in that part of town.
That's great.
That's outstanding. Is there anything big that's maybe coming here for the east side of town from here, or on the water service side, or are we looking more towards, you know, the big projects? Obviously 24th and Prairie is one of those, and then you've got the Southeast Transmission Line work, which is actually going to be starting in West Central Emporia here soon.
The remaining projects for our water loan fund that we're doing are all going to be starting up there at the 24th Avenue around Hobby Lobby and the plant. They'll go over to Prairie. They'll go down 24th to Prairie, and then from I-35 and Prairie all the way down to 12th Avenue. That project, contractor got out and dug some test holes around Magellan's two high-pressure pipelines that run along Hobby Lobby's east edge. They did that within the last 2 weeks. They're kind of, as their materials availability for that whole project gets delivered, the anticipated and expected start date is about mid to late May, maybe 1st of June. And that is going to be about a 12 to 15 month project. It's going to be very inconvenient for traveling public that use 24th Avenue and Prairie. We won't have, and I will stress this, we will not have 24th and Prairie closed at the same time. They'll be alternating in terms of phases of the work. But, again, for a full year plus, it's going to be inconvenient for kids to get to and from school and those that, you know, going to and from work and to some of the retail shops up there in that part of town. But, you know, we'd like to say that this progress is needed progress, and it will be worth it when it's over and complete.
Well, that just advertises the depth of this project, how large it is, and how big of a big of an inconvenience it is, but I think the benefits will certainly outweigh the inconvenience once all is said and done, don't you think, Jim?
We do. And couple with that project, KDOT's got a bridge project there on I-35 highway bridge has just begun to start. Yeah. There at Lincoln Street. So that you couple those two together, and like I said, it's going to take its toll on the traveling public, and they're going to get a little fatigued over the next year, year and a half, because that KDOT project is going to last until August of 25 also.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be hearing from a number of folks.
We will, I'm sure.
Well, let's look at the downtown Mechanic Street parking lot work that's been going on. Jim, where are we at there?
Well, Ron, so 700 block was constructed and opened up just after the first of the year. We've got temporary striping up in that parking lot. Schumann was able to get the light pole bases constructed, I think, a few weeks back. And they tell us that probably within the next 1 to 2 weeks, couple weeks here, they'll have the lights installed on the 700 block. They also tell me that, or let me back up. I guess we just wrapped up paving on 600 block, and that was a little bit different construction there. 700 was a total rebuild, and 600 was we tried to, I guess, for budget reasons, and seeing that some of the concrete in the 600 block was still in fairly good shape. We kind of piecemealed that one together and probably saved about a third to 40% of that parking lot and just reconfigured it. And got it open here for the 5A state basketball tournament. And Schumann tells us that they will have light pole bases constructed within the next 1 to 2 weeks with lights, you know, probably a couple weeks behind that being installed. So probably in the next 30 to 45 days, I would say that we expect to have the lights up and working. And then it's our public works department, pavement marking guys will be striping that with permanent striping. So I think as soon as the temperatures are conducive for that and they get their this year's supply of pavement paint in, they'll be out doing that here shortly as well.
So we're waiting for some pavement paint, huh?
Yes, we are.
Jim, this was obviously a project you guys have been eyeing here for a while. It looks like this is actually moving ahead of schedule as well, because even with another 45 days, you're looking at early May, and the original plan is to have this done by Unbound Gravel in late May, early June. So, one question that I had actually didn't have to do with that. It had to do with the use of that 600 block parking lot here for the Class 5A state basketball tournament. I'm assuming that was pretty well heavily used once that was opened up on the short-term basis?
It was. We had gone out and you know, with our offices literally being on the northwest corner of the city building, we kind of we were keeping an eye on it, you know, as things evolved with the contractor. And so, it got heavily used. Parking on the street got heavily used. Yeah. The word around the city offices were from our facilities director was with the state basketball tournament. If you decide the tournament's going to be happening, and if you decide you really need to go leave for lunch, don't plan on finding a parking space too close by during the basketball tournament. And that bore out. I mean, it really was. It was as the 2 o'clock games happened, the people coming to watch, the teams were here, and parking filled up really fast on all of those days.
Yeah, every time I was by there or in the auditorium. The good news is we want good attendance for these events, and it certainly was well attended, and parking was indeed at a premium downtown. And yeah, Chuck, that parking lot was well used.
Oh man,
down there they were sandwiched in there. So it's good you got that open, because it certainly was needed, Jim.
We were happy that our contractor was able to meet the that kind of milestone, and we're very pleased with that turnout the way it did.
Outstanding. The other question I had, Jim, really has been the reaction here of local business owners who are nearby and, you know, A, what, how they've had to kind of adjust maybe their operations, but B, really what this means for them once everything is all completed here in a couple of months.
So I haven't gotten any direct feedback yet, but I got some on the run-up to it, probably after the first of the year, and some impact, how it was going to be impacted, what our schedule looked like. And, you know, I think we did a good job with our communications manager and getting the word out as things happened. So hopefully everybody, you know, that kind of pretty well took care of stuff. I would like to say that did, but we'll see if we get any trickle-down comments here further. But I had nothing but fairly positive feedback from construction on that parking lot. And I think, you know, if you use that, especially the 600-block parking lot, if you used it very much, you could see how much it was crumbling in a lot of places in there. So a good investment in downtown retail and a lot of the activities that we do, and we look forward to its use here coming up with Unbound Gravel.
All right, Jim, anything else on the horizon other than the standard street work we look for here during the summer months?
Yeah, I probably need to leave you with this one. So our KDOT surface preservation projects that we do each year, we actually have one in the spring this year. So and that one is going to be on kind of our U.S. 50 further west retail corridor from Prairie Street to Graphic Arts. We've got a public meeting on that Wednesday, March 27th at 6 p.m. in Conference Room 1AB, and we'll get out the message on that with a media release here this week. Tentative start for construction is April 8th, and it should last about a month and a week. It's got about a 20 or 25 working day contract in there, so it's going to be a mill and overlay with restriping from that section on U.S. 50 from Prairie Street to Graphic Arts. So it's going to be one of those, it'll be, yeah, you know, temporary inconvenience for a lot of those businesses out west, but it's going to be some needed pavement improvements, and it'll be good when it's complete.
Well, we'll bring you in probably here in about another month or so for that one, and then also probably later this year when South Commercial Street and then Merchant Street around ESU get some big time work, correct?
That'll be our surface preservation KDOT CCLIP project that we'll do in the fall. We'll bid that in mid-July, and then look for probably a September construction on that.
Okay, sounds good. And there's a lot of work, especially on South Commercial. That'll see a transformation point on that. So looking forward to seeing how that plays out here by the end of the year.
All right, Jim, as always, great information. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and obviously a lot going on. So thanks again for your time.
Ron and Chuck, I appreciate the opportunity to talk about our projects, and hopefully, like I said, temporary inconveniences on some of these things, but I hope the public, you know, obviously sees the light at the end of the tunnel on some of these projects.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good week.
Okay, you too.
All right, Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert. Plenty to talk about, no doubt about that.
Wow. You're not kidding. And, great to hear that Peyton Street's about done. The Mechanic Street processes are about done.